Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Naughty Time with Glitter Goddess. And why I am so chipper about today's topic, I have no idea. But today I will be talking about guilt. Yes, Siri, it is something that for some of you is inextricably linked with the pleasure you feel. Maybe you are embarrassed about some of the things that turn you on. Maybe it is an overwhelming sense of shame that comes up after you, come. And maybe it doesn't have to be that way. Maybe it always will be, but that is our topic and what we will be exploring. Join me. You just heard some of Mr. Guilty by Luden Wainwright III. So you're chit-chatting with friends. Maybe you say something a little bit mean about somebody else. And then you turn around. And they were nearby. And you have no idea if they heard you or not. Seems plausible. They were maybe within earshot, maybe not. And the friends that you were talking with sort of get a little silent, and everyone's kind of wondering, did they overhear? Everyone had to laugh about it. And then the dread, the shame, the guilt sets in. You shouldn't have said it, right? You may have really fucked up. I think it's happened to me. I guess I have a pretty amazing life if I look back, and that's like one of the most like scary things that I could think of, because, you know, I say things just as much as the next person, but I also try to be kind most of the time, and most of the time the people that I talk badly about probably deserve it anyway. And so the next thing I do is think, well, you know, if they overheard it, could I have a conversation with them about it? And usually it's yes. So that's my coping mechanism that I have used for guilt and shame, is to really look at something afterwards if I have guilt or shame, and I'm like, okay, so am I willing to look at what I did and just see if that really is so bad or if it isn't? And a lot of the times, you can't really talk about that with somebody else. You can maybe have that conversation with yourself. But when it comes to sex and fetishes and perversions, sometimes those lines can get a little bit blurry, a little fuzzy. Is that okay? Is it okay to be turned on by that? Whatever that is for you. Maybe it would be a little easier at times to be able to get some of it off your chest. Not have to keep it so secret, but who can you talk with about that? Who isn't going to judge you and make it some big deal? There are very, very few people who are open-minded when it comes to naughty fantasies and naughty actions, naughty ways of coming. But this is Naughty Time with Glitter Goddess after all. So, yeah, naughtiness is allowed, that's for sure. So, one thing that I've noticed about guilt is it never works. Because I think the whole point of, like, punishing yourself that intensely is to try to make it so you don't do it again the next time. It's like, if you're your parent or some kind of an overseer, and you make it so uncomfortable for yourself after you do this, you know, quote unquote, bad action. Say you're looking at porn, and you're embarrassed and dismayed by what you know, your search keywords. And you make yourself so guilty afterwards. But does that ever work? Like, does that ever actually assuage that desire next time that your cock pops up to be played with? I don't think so. I don't think that guilt actually works. So I think, I mean, and I get a lot of questions about this, that people really enjoy being submissive to me, but they feel incredibly guilty, or maybe they're submissive to me, but they have looked at another dominatrix's content, or they feel guilty because they're married and it feels like cheating to them. So this, you know, there's good reason that I bring this topic up. And if it actually changed things and actually accomplished something, then hey, I'd say go for guilt, have fun with it. You know, use it. But it never really seems to work. So that's part of what creates this kind of vicious cycle of doing the deed, doing the bad thing, making yourself feel guilty, saying you're never going to do it again, which is a lie, and doing your best not to, but then the loop starts all over, doing the naughty, naughty thing. And my hope is that there can be a point where you realize that feeling good and having pleasure with your body, having pleasure with exciting thoughts and fantasies, that can maybe it doesn't need to be seen as bad. Maybe you don't need to give yourself a hard time for that. And who knows if that will ever change for you. But for me, I've made it an important thing to give myself all the permission that I could ever need to enjoy my body and enjoy what feels good. So do I have any sort of answer or solution about guilt? Definitely not. But I would encourage you, next time you're feeling that intense dread and shame, to look at it and see, is the thing that you're feeling so, so bad about, is it really that bad? And if you have confusion or want to run it by someone, of course, I'm here. I love to hear confessions. Maybe I'll absolve you of your sins. Maybe I won't. Maybe I will use them to take you deeper and mind fuck you. Or maybe you can just talk about them a little bit and see. I mean, maybe the thing that you think is so wrong, so nasty, so terrible about you is something that I've heard so many times and is just maybe even a possibility for pleasure. And of course, that would be in a private session, which I do offer. But yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've been speaking with somebody and they have confessed something that seems so vulnerable and so intense. And it's been a delight for me to hear about it and to be trusted with that information and to then explore and really see if that can be a source of pleasure, or I'm known to do a little bit of brainwashing and hypnosis. So sometimes I've played with people to see if that kind of guilt can change into even more pleasure. Because sometimes, like, what you impose on yourself, like those restrictions and limitations and that guilt to try to change it so you don't ever do that naughty thing again, it might be stopping you from actually having even more pleasure, which could be had at any moment. So maybe it's just a choice and a playful possibility away. So now I have a brand new segment. We have our first questions that have been submitted. Oh, I love that word, submission. Here they are.
Hello, Goddess. I have a couple of questions after listening to your domination podcast. What is your favorite type of domination? Do you like to be subtle and brainwash your submissives session by session? Do you like to take them quickly and bend them to your will? What makes your goddess sense reverberate the most? Do you ever find yourself taking a dominant role in everyday interactions with people? Has a bank teller ever just lost their train of thought while you were speaking to them? How does it feel to be the center of every room you walk into?
Yes, people have lost their train of thought while talking with me more times than I can count. So lots of questions in there. So what is my favorite type of domination? I would have to say like a seductive form of domination. I'm not really much into the forceful kind of domination that you see so much of. To me, that's just kind of like hitting the same note all the time. I would much rather take a journey into the mind of a submissive and to find like what makes them tick and what inspires their submission and really play with that, because I know the kind of domination that I love playing with, and it's really becomes fun for me when I get to apply that domination to a brand new mind, and then that can continue and continue because there are always new things to explore when it comes to pleasure and that wonderful exchange of power and control and me seizing, taking, using more and more of that power and control to really further my own pleasure, and oftentimes theirs too. And what were the other questions? Let's see. Yeah, I talked a little too about like kind of what makes that goddess sense of mine reverberate. When someone is really willing and curious about adding to my ease, pleasure, and happiness. I talked about that a little bit in the past episode, episode 5, A Celebration. And I just love what comes with submission, that curiosity about me and the willingness to be used and toyed with and played with. And how it feels to be the center of a room I walk into. I wish I could say, but I just don't know any other way. Thank you so much for joining me for my 6th episode on guilt. And as always, if you would like to have a little bit more than just this taste of me, you can find all sorts of videos and MP3s and photo sets at my shop at worshipglittergoddess.com, and of course, almost daily updates on Twitter and on Instagram at my handle there, 1glittergoddess. Bye-bye for now.